LinkedIn News.
Hey there, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Quick, where we ask our This Is Working guests pointed questions about their own best practices. Today, we're hearing from Tiffany Williams. Tiffany has a unique role. She is the COO of 30 Inc., which is the parent company of Stephen Curry's various businesses. In just a moment, we'll hear how Tiffany works.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
And we're back. Here's Tiffany. Other than your phone, is there something that you always have with you?
My notebook and writing things down. I went through this period of time where I said I was going to, you know, type everything into notes on my computer. And I find that by writing it down, I remember it a lot better. I will always have my phone and my notebook.
Any particular kind of notebook?
Just a black 8x10. It's big because I write a lot of notes.
Yeah. And then do you save your notebooks or do you throw them away?
I save them. I still have notebooks from back when I worked at the Warriors.
All right. When did you first know what you wanted to do? And what's your one piece of advice for someone who's trying to figure it out?
I have always, I think probably since I can remember, probably like 6 or 7, I've always wanted to work in the entertainment industry. I wasn't sure at that time exactly what that looked like. But I knew that I always wanted to work in entertainment, and I didn't see why anybody else would want to work anywhere else. I was a big TV fan, so.
For so many people, they just have no idea what they want to do. Is there something that you tell people on how to be able to find that?
Try everything. You know, knew I wanted to work in entertainment, but I didn't know what that looked like and thought maybe for a little bit music might be, you know, that area. Ended up in sports, but I think that by trying everything, I told you I did a lot of internships to this dismay of my father, but using that as an opportunity to kind of see what's out there and try and see what you like. So I would recommend that.
What is one habit that helps you stay productive?
Oh, huh. Well, not reading, I will say. I read a lot. And so sometimes when I'm in that kind of digging into books, then I don't want to do anything else, like check my emails. So sometimes I have to put myself on a reading hold so that I can get my daily work done.
Who was your first mentor and what was something important you learned from them?
My first mentor as a professional was a lady by the name of Regina Jackson, and she was at the time executive director of the East Oakland Development Center, and she was always an advocate for young people and helping them to get to the next level. But that was my first mentor, and I still, you know, touch base with her every once in a while now, but she was a great help in driving my career.
If someone came to you and asked how to do what you're doing, what career advice would you offer them?
I think be flexible. Early on in my career, I, you know, decided I didn't want to be put in a box. So always being open has led to so many opportunities. And the ability to learn that early, I think has really helped me because, you know, as I mentioned, I said no when they first asked me to do that receptionist job. But who knows if I would have been sitting here, if I would have kept that as a no. So I think being open and trying things out.
That was Tiffany Williams, the COO of 30 Inc. I thought it was very endearing that what makes her unproductive is reading too much, that she can't have books around her because she will just get lost in a book. I feel that very personally. I'm exactly the same. Hours can go by and I look up, I'm like, oh man, I am still reading. I did not mean to read that long. So I very much felt that. It's a good thing to be reading. It can really drag you under if you don't put some time limits on it. So what's something that can derail your productivity? And even better, is it something that most people think of a good thing, but you know is a bad thing for you? Let me know on LinkedIn using the hashtag ThisIsWorking. And if there's a question you want to hear in these candid segments with guests, let me know that too. You can reach me at thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. Nina and I will be back next week to bring you more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.